Products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump is meeting with business leaders in Florida today to discuss the effects of the tax code on their companies. Let's hear a little bit of what was said during those meetings.
Tomorrow's tax day, and we're going to hear from everybody and we have heard from so many people. They're so thrilled. And remember this is the last time you're going to fill up that long, complicated, horrible return.
An American pastor on trial in Turkey has denied charges of aiding a terrorist organization in a case that has frayed the U.S.-Turkey relationships. Heather Neward is a State Department spokesman. She discussed the trial.
This trial is ridiculous, and the United States, the State Department, has people there who are watching at his trial. Among them are Ambassador for Religious Issues, Sam Brownback.
You are listening to USA Radio News.
Want to add 3 more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just 3 of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info, cruisenow.info.
Barbara Bush, the wife and mother of former presidents, is in failing health and has decided not to seek care to prolong her life. These people in Houston share their stories of Barbara Bush.
I remember she was quite a force behind the Bush men, and I think they looked up to her for a lot.
She's been an example, and she's continuing to be during this period of decline.
The U.S. tax code has over 70,000 pages of IRS regulations. Meanwhile, in Japan, paying your income tax is an automatic process for 80% of the household. What can be done, though, to simplify our tax returns? T.R. Reid is a Washington Post correspondent and author of a new book titled A Fine Mess, A Global Quest for a Simpler, Fairer, and More Efficient Tax System. He joined me to discuss where we are getting it wrong and what we can do to change some things in our tax code.
In America, you get a tax break for taking a night school course, growing sugarcane, replanting a forest, insulating the attic. The code is full of these.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Last week, the U.S., U.K., and France launched strikes on a Syrian chemical weapons plant. Now, some are questioning whether the president had the authority to do that. One of those in question who says he doesn't believe so and believes the president acted incorrectly was Senator Tim Kaine. Now, he's a Democrat from Virginia. He joined CBS this morning to explain his position.
I think this is an illegal military act. It's one that I would likely support if he brought it to Congress, but we have a president, not a king, and the Constitution says it's Congress that gets to declare war, not the president. What the president can do is defend the United States against imminent attack, but if it's a matter of going on offense against a sovereign nation of Syria, he's got to come to Congress, especially since they've laid out that they've known for months about these chemical weapons attacks.
The auctioneer's gavel got a lot of use over the weekend in Beverly Hills at a famous auction, as USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Many have called Zsa Zsa Gabor famous for being famous. Some of the items from her private personal property of her opulent lifestyle went on sale, fetching over $909,000. Eric Bradley of Heritage Auctions tells us about some of the items from the Dawdling's estate.
Her fine dresses and jewelry to her designer clothing and costumes that she wore on television and movie appearances, even her medicine bottles. Believe it or not, there's a large collector base for celebrity pill bottles.
I'm John Clemens.
For all of these stories and many more, please remember, check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County. Good afternoon. The weather today, showers likely and possible thunderstorms before 4 o'clock. Then there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 o'clock. So why don't it just say storms all day? Some of the storms could produce gusty winds, cloudy with a high near 58, south winds around 11 miles an hour with gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 70%. Tonight, a chance of showers mainly before 8 o'clock, mostly cloudy with a low around 37, west winds 8 to 11 miles an hour with gusts as high as 23 miles an hour. The chance of precipitation is 30%. And new precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch is possible. And it could be higher depending on where you're at. Tuesday is a slight chance of showers after 10 a.m., but then it's going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 50. West winds 9 to 11 miles an hour, and the chance of precipitation is 20%. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 35. West winds around 9 miles an hour. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 57. And west winds 8 to 10 miles an hour. Wednesday night, there's a chance of showers after 9 a.m., and it'll be partly cloudy with a low around 42. There's a 30% chance of precipitation, and there's not much of an amount, probably less than a tenth of an inch. Thursday, chance of showers, mostly cloudy. Thursday night, a chance of showers, and there we go again. Okay, so there you got it. Good afternoon and welcome to Mental Health Matters. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host, and this is NAMI's Hour, compliments of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and there's a chapter of NAMI in every county in the state of New Jersey, every state in the union, and overseas. Hunterdon County, we're all volunteers. We work out of our homes. We have no paid staff. We use our own phones, that sort of thing. And what we try to do is we try to help people who either have someone in their family or work with someone or know someone or love someone who has a mental illness, or the person themselves who may have a mental illness. We try to help them get the proper treatment and get on the right course to recovery. We do this in many ways. One or two of the ways that we do it is we teach a 12-week course for people who have someone, they know someone or related to someone who has a mental illness. And in that course, we go over most of all the medications, side effects, what to do, what not to do, what to say, what not to say in certain circumstances. And what we try to do is we try to get the person taking the class to feel what it's like to be the person with the illness. We run support groups monthly every third Thursday of the month. And it's at 52 East Main Street. It's from 7 o'clock and usually runs till 8:30, quarter to 9, something like that. And everything we do is confidential. We don't speak about who was there or what their situation is or anything like that. It's totally confidential. If you'd like to get more information or have some questions, you can call our numbers 908-284-0500. That's 908-284-0500. We don't man that 24 hours a day, but we do have a lady that checks it at least twice a day, and we'll get back to you, promise, as soon as possible. And today we are very privileged to have with us Christiana Capra. See, I like Christiana. I don't know.
Thank you.
Christiana goes by Cece. I guess her parents like Christiana too. So, you know, but I think it's a cool name personally. But so I want to thank you for coming.
Thank you.
And before we get into the big main event here, I'd like just to for you to explain what you do, why you do it, how you do it, and who it's for. Okay.
Sure. Yes. First of all, thank you for having me. This is a great way for us to reach out locally because we're really local. So Spring Rains of Life is the name of the program. We're a public charity, 501c3, and also, just like you mentioned, for the Hunter and Namey, we're volunteer-run, so we don't have any paid staff. We just do as we do. And luckily, we do have a group of very committed volunteers, although we're always seeking more.
Right.
But at any
so
rate,
are we.
Yeah, right? So at any rate, Spring Rains of Life is a program that helps veteran and youth trauma survivors deal with trauma and find their own personal set of coping skills with the help of horses. And I always like to footnote that by saying we do not do any riding,
right.
Mainly because most people, when they hear equine therapy, they immediately think of therapeutic riding, which is a huge, viable resource for a lot of things. But what we're focused on more is mental and emotional health. And so by dealing with the horses on the ground without riding them and without even having horse experience or horsemanship skills, there's a different aspect to that helps us. For each person that walks in our arena, it helps us find, you know, maybe the right set of circumstances or answers that they might need to find their next steps.
And I found that, and I'm sure you have also, that sometimes combat vets or vets in general, and sometimes youth, do not like to talk about what happened in their life or what they went through, if they've been abused or mistreated or whatever, growing up as kids and youth, a lot of times they don't want to talk about it.
Absolutely.
Vets a lot of times don't want to talk about it. So I assume if they can get a relationship with one of your horses, they don't have to talk to the public. They can talk to the horse or not talk to the horse and just...
You got it. That's pretty much exactly what happens. And, you know, we work in a group format, and that's in our bylaws, just basically so that every funding dollar can help as many people as possible. So we don't do private work. It's always in a group format. And therefore, it does two things. It establishes some form of camaraderie.
Right.
Even if the veterans, and I should back up because I didn't say our populations, but you did. We work with PTSD veterans, and that can be self-diagnosed. We don't need to see a diagnosis. In fact, in our arena, we call it PTS. We like to leave off the D because it's not really a disorder, and in our opinion anyway. And then we work with at-risk and high-risk teens. So these are inner-city youth, gang prevention programs. We've worked with foster kids, homeless teens, runaways, even have started to see some sex trafficking victims. So it really runs the gamut with the teenagers, but mainly it's that they're at some kind of high-risk situation.
And where do you get the teenagers from? I can understand where the vets come from, but when you're talking about all this, I mean, yeah, this is Hunterdon County, but Hunterdon County has the same thing as every other county.
Right.
I don't care if it's Philadelphia or New York City. They have the same problems, and they have same, you know, like I was dealing yesterday with someone, and they were saying homelessness, and, you know, like in Hunterdon County?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in Hunterdon County.
Yeah,
you know,
it's surprising.
You know, Family Promise, which deals with women who are homeless or have children and are homeless, they've got 150 people. I mean, come on, you know? that's homeless.
Yes.
So,
yes. And
you know,
our teen population, really, we have no shortage of clients to serve. It's mainly the funding that's our issue.
Right.
We just applied for a grant to the state with the JJC, which is the Juvenile mm-hmm. Justice Commission. And it was to serve, we had to get letters of intent from programs that would come should we got the funding. So we had seven programs, everywhere from Union County towards
right.
us.
Right.
And a lot of the semi-residential centers like Hunter and New Services, which I think is now called Binnacle House, but they have kids from all over the state. It's just that they end up there because that's where they get assigned. But Bonnie Bray gave us a letter, Hunter and New Services, Visions and Pathways, which used to be Somerset Home, so those are all
right.
homeless teens.
Right.
Middle Earth, which is in Somerset County. And these kids come from all over the state, really. But they all raised their hands and said, yes, if you get the funding, we will come. Unfortunately, we found out about a week ago that we did not receive that funding. So now we're scrambling to try and find it another way so that we can still say yes to these groups. Because that
right.
many came forward and said, yes, we'd be happy to send for 5 weeks. We'd be happy to send teens out.
Yeah.
So you're right, though, with the talking part. The third population we work with are 5 to 10-year-olds who've had a loss. So in those three different categories of trauma, you know, like you said, veterans really don't want to talk about it. And teenagers, I remember myself as a teen, and I come from a pretty good, stable, I mean, my parents were divorced, but I had pretty decent, you know, normal
mm-hmm.
life. And when I was 14 or 15 and you asked me how I was feeling about this, that, or the other, I'd slam my bedroom door and say, keep out.
Yeah.
So you get a kid who's off the street who's had to literally live on the street and have all those outer shells. They'll basically say, you know, they'll laugh at you and go, you know, give you the finger.
Right, right.
And then you get a 5-year-old who's lost their father and they're grieving just as much as the rest of the family. It's just they don't have the vocabulary or the life experience
sure.
to explain how
right.
they're feeling.
Right.
So each population has a talking about it issue, but for different reasons.
And, you know, it's ironic because I think I mentioned to you once before that somewhere around 60 to 65% of the vets who have PTSD never saw combat. And,
yeah,
you know, and people go, why? You know, well, in the military, everything is regimentated. You get up at this time, you do this at this time, you do that at that time, you eat, you exercise, blah, 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 all the way down to the time you go to bed.
And that routine becomes your identity.
And that's
yeah.
it. You don't have, you don't have to do anything because they're telling you what to do. Somebody in command is telling you this is what you do, this is what you do. So you don't have to make basically any decisions. Now you get discharged. Now, if you have a wife and kids, or even if you don't, now you have to make decisions. If you have a family, you got to find a job, you got to pay rent, you got to do this, you got to do that. And you didn't have to do that for a couple of years because the military did everything for you or told you what to do. Now you have to do it yourself. And that can be very stressful. And that's a lot of times what happens.
Then if you compound on top of that, you know, survivor grief and
sure.
The combat stress.
Right.
And with the wars that we've been in, the thing that we seem to see, the veterans who come to our program are a healthy mix of Vietnam and then OIF,
right.
OEF. So in the arena at one time will be, you know, men and women who are in their 20s and 30s, all the way up to mostly men who are in their 60s or even 70s. But they're all still dealing with the same
right.
stressors and the same
right.
issues and the same setbacks. And the cool thing about the horses is that they don't talk. You know,
right.
they don't speak at all. I mean, they do, but they don't speak our language.
Right.
And everything is based pretty much, most of that initial connection that we're trying to establish is based on safety, the horse knowing that they're safe and that they can trust that they're safe. And with each population, I could run down the list of how that applies to, you know, a veteran or a teenager or a young child, is understanding safety and knowing they're safe and trusting that they're safe. And then from there, we can build all kinds of connection and relationships between the horse and the client.
Right, right.
With that as the starting base. But that's kind of what has to be established first. And when the, when you realize that you can develop a safe and a trust with a horse that's 1,000 pounds and move with you because you're asking it to, not because you have tack on it or you've got a piece of metal in its mouth to move it, but you're just communing with
right,
that animal.
Right.
It's a sense of empowerment. And then, you know, you try things that don't work. A lot of things don't work with the horses. But our response to that, the facilitator's response to that, is we kind of just go, well, it's kind of like in life. If you try something and it doesn't work, you have a choice. You can either say, well, I tried and it doesn't work, or maybe I try something else and see if that works.
Right, right.
And so it sets up a lot of metaphors for being mm-hmm. able to deal with things in life.
Right, right. We have to take a quick break. You're listening to Mental Health Matters, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to Mental Health Matters. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host, and we are very privileged to have with us today Christina Capra, known as Cece. And she was explaining what Spring Rain of Life does for the people that she serves, whether they're young children, 5 to 10, or adolescents, or veterans. And I know that we have something big coming up this weekend. I got tickets for it. I know that.
Thank you so much.
But would you like to talk about that? Okay.
Yes.
It's this Saturday, right? Okay.
Yes.
And if you can go through the whole spiel, you know, that's good.
Absolutely. We are really pushing hard this week because it's our last week to push. On Saturday the 21st at the Flemington Elks Lodge, which is right on 31, we are hosting our fourth annual comedy night. It's our Swing into Spring event, which is a comedy night. And it's going to be, the doors open at 5:30 p.m. There's dinner and appetizers. There's a cash bar. Dinner is included in the ticket price, though.
Mm-hmm.
Dinner is being sponsored by Applebee's in Flemington. And we also have appetizers coming from Metropolitan Seafood in Lebanon and Buffalo Wild Wings in Flemington.
I know Dave very well.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
they do a beautiful
spread.
Two
of my sons worked there for a while.
They do a beautiful job.
Yeah.
That platter clears out pretty quick,
yeah.
So come early.
Yeah, my second oldest and my youngest worked there.
Oh, cool.
You know, before he moved to where he's at now, they were in Clinton on Main Street in Clinton.
Yeah, they give us a beautiful spread of like all the fishes and shrimp
and you name it.
So they really promote their mm-hmm. menu.
Right.
And then we also have ShopRite in Flemington is bringing, you know, cheese platters and
right.
appetizers.
Right.
We have dessert coming from the Italian Bakery in Flemington. So it's all pretty much local businesses that have stepped forward to say, we'll feed your crowd.
Right.
And then, like I said, there's a cash bar. We'll have a tricky tray and a 50-50 and some silent auction items. But the cool part is we've got six comedians. This is a really cool lineup, too. You know, we've got a headliner who's Dustin Chafin. He's from Texas. He calls himself the Comic Cowboy. And so it was a good fit for us, right, with the horses. And then Bill Chang is our feature, and Mark Riccadonna is our opener. So they're all going to do a little bit more of a longer set.
Mm-hmm.
But then we have three guys coming to sort of get everybody warmed up for, like, little 10-minute, you know, vignettes right. in the beginning. So it's a total of six. I guarantee that if you come, maybe you won't like all of them, but there'll be one in there that you go, this was worth it. So it's $35 a ticket, which includes dinner and the whole show, and it's our fundraiser. So this is the night that we push as hard as we can to raise as much money as we can to do what we do, which is serve trauma survivors in our area.
Right. And I assume you're going to be there?
Yes.
Okay. I will look forward to introducing my wife to you because we're both coming.
Well, thank you, Larry, so much, and I look forward to meeting your wife.
Let's just go back a little bit. You know, we talked about why the clients don't ride the horses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, did you come up with that?
No.
Theory, or is that something that you researched and did, or what? How did that come about?
Spring Reins of Life is an EGALA model certified program. And so what that means is EGALA is an acronym that stands for Equine Assisted Growth and Learning Association.
And okay.
Yes,
I'm
I know.
Glad that's, you explained that.
That's why the acronym.
Yeah.
So we're certified under that. We've been certified since the beginning, which is 2011. And they're international. So this is an organization that trains and certifies people to do this work.
Okay.
So they are the ones that came up with there's four tenets under the EGALA model, which is number one, that it's on the ground and that there is no riding. And number two is that it's a team approach, which means that there must be a equine specialist, which is my role. There must be a licensed mental health professional, as the facilitation team is a partner of at least two.
Okay.
And then a horse or horses. So we consider the horses our triad in our treatment team. So mm-hmm. we have a mental health professional, an equine specialist, and a horse or horses, which is what
right.
we present as treatment. The third tenet is that we follow HIPAA. You know, we follow, New Jersey therapeutic mm-hmm. code. We have to answer to all the licensure board requirements, right. and it's confidential, so our sessions are private. And confidentiality is a huge part, and we have to keep client files and the whole thing. And then the last tenet, which is something they stress pretty hard, is that we follow a code of ethics. Actually, that's part of the third one. The last one is that it's a solution-focused experiential process.
Okay.
So by that means that we really lay a lot on the horses. In the beginning, when I first started this, of course, when I first started doing this work, I was nervous because I thought, well, what if the horses don't do it? Would it, you know? Even though I was a horse person, I wasn't really sure if it was going to work. And the more I do the work, and now I've been doing it many years, that I completely trust the horses. You know, I always walk in, my mental health professional and I always walk in with a plan. We plan to plan, but we don't always follow that plan because sometimes we might have an idea of what we think is going to work for the group of clients
right.
that week. And then we see the horses start doing something completely different. And so we just sort of look at each other and go, okay, I guess we're going to do this today. And we've learned through doing it that if we follow where the horses are going with it, I'll try to explain that, but if we follow the lead of what the horses are showing us, it ends up being more acute and more right on to what that group needs that day.
Okay. Now, do the clients pick the horse they want to deal with, or do you assign a horse, or how does that work?
It's a great question. And generally, we'd like to see the clients or the horses make. We don't ever assign that.
Okay.
So we'll usually say, like I'll give you a typical example. Today at 4 o'clock, we have the men's combat unit coming from Lyons. They come once a month.
Right.
So their day is today at 4 o'clock. And so what we'll do, because there's going to be new guys in this group, and so what we'll do is we'll just start by saying, I give a safety tip on how to keep safe around these large animals. I have one tip I've boiled it down to because I figured everything will stem from that. And when you have people who don't know about horses, if you give them too many instructions, it's hard to
That's
remember.
That's me.
When the horse is suddenly coming towards you, it's hard to remember five things. So
if you remember when I was at your place and you were showing me around, you and I were talking and we were looking at each other, and the next thing I noticed, the horse had his nose in my eye, I jumped, you know, because because the last time I looked, he was all the way across the field, you know. So
I saw him coming, but I also knew he wasn't going to do anything to hurt you.
No, so. It's not a man. You know, he scared me because I didn't know he was there, you know. It was just like, whoa, you know.
So we'll ask them to enter the arena, and we'll say, you know, you're entering this horse's herd. These horses' herd are their unit.
Right.
And so
it's like their home.
We'd just like you to notice what you notice. And by that, I'll kind of clarify to say, what do you hear? What do you see? What do you smell? What do you touch? You know, probably not what you taste, but I kind of joke about that. and what that does is it sort of just gets a presence, a present moment starts to become established. And then it becomes very hard not to stay present when you have these large animals moving around you.
Sure.
And then the next thing we might say is, after you've noticed or observed whatever you can about the horses, we'd like to see if there is one here that you are drawn to in some way, and if so, to go ahead and approach that horse and introduce yourself.
Do you do the same thing with youth and kids?
Yeah. Might be worded differently. Like,
well, yeah.
You know,
right.
Like when we're working with the teenagers, you know, they're usually a little bit more high energy, and it's different. Like a group of boy teens, I've noticed, approaches this whole topic different than the girls, than teenage girls.
Is it mixed?
Sometimes.
Sometimes boys and girls.
Yeah,
mixed?
That's sort
okay.
of up to the program that's
right.
coming.
Okay.
But the boys will sort of the teen boys will sort of. They'll have this big front on about how tough they are, right? And then as they start getting closer to the horses, they'll kind of go, oh. And they'll kind of retreat a little bit. But then they'll take the time to kind of figure out if it can work, and maybe they'll take more time to get started. But then once they do get started, they're pretty committed. The teen girls will kind of walk out there and be like, yeah, we're doing this. And they'll just go right at it. And then things kind of can escalate a little bit. And then they're sort of like, we quit. Until we talk about what is quitting and what
right.
happens when you quit. And yes, you can quit. That's a choice that you
right.
can make. But
right.
then what happens?
And how does the, say, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-olds, how does that work?
You know, at first, They're a little apprehensive because these are big animals to a 5-year-old
sure.
or a 6-year-old.
Sure.
So
that's my thought. You
at
know.
First they're sort of a little bit like, whoa.
Yeah.
But once so what we'll do is we'll say, you know, we'd like you to get as close to the horse as you both feel safe. That's how we'll word it.
Okay.
Because the horse might decide it's not
right.
safe and choose to move away. And they kind of start to talk to each other. Like they'll say, you know, if one of them's running, or they'll say, that's scaring them. And so they kind of help each other figure
okay.
out a way to get close. And then once one child is close to a horse, they'll kind of gravitate over to that horse and they'll start to pet it. And by the end of a 3-hour group, because we work with Good Grief Princeton, or we did, we're searching for money for that. And they will jump on if we've got the money. But anyway, by the end of the 3-hour group, you'd see kids leading a 16-hand Lipizzaner gelding who is 1,200 pounds with a piece of yarn. And so that metaphor then becomes, well, if you were able to accomplish this in 3 hours, does it resonate? Or we have to use simple words.
Right.
Does this maybe show you how you can handle things that are bigger than you? And then relate that to grief or the overwhelming sad that they feel, because they'll use words like sad or glad or happy or mad. So we'll try and use those words that they used to show how they were able to lead this 1,200-pound horse all around an arena with a piece of yarn.
That's interesting. It really is. I can just picture, you know, some little kid walking around with a piece of yarn hauling his horse. You know, that's kind of cool, actually, when you think about it.
And I will say, the horse that I mentioned, the Lip is Honor, who is our largest one, he actually adores children. So he's very powerful and big, but I've always known that he's been very good with kids. Like, people would come to the barn with their kids, and he'd just want to nuzzle on them and be sweet with them. He's right. Very careful with his feet. So he's a great one for them to be able to do that with, because right. I know he's very careful with them, and he loves kids.
That's cool.
But they don't know that when they walk
right.
in.
No, of course not. Right.
So when they come to that, it's sort of like a really, wow, that's sort of a cool thing for them.
All right, I got to ask you, this Saturday night.
Yes.
How did you get these people to sign up to be the comedians and so on? Have they done it before? Or?
Yeah, so Mark Riccadonna, who the first time we did this was our headliner, and I didn't know him at all then. He was brought to us through someone who was part of our program. And so he just fell in love with what we were doing. And so the subsequent years, he has said, I'm not going to headline because you need to have a different headliner every year. He said, but I know a lot of people. And he said, and what you're doing is so important that I will help you every year put a lineup together. And I won't charge for my time, and I'll get as many people as I can to not charge for their time. But you're going to have to pay the headliner. And I was like, fair enough. So he was able to, and we had a little bit of a problem because normally this event is an annual event in March. It's normally towards the end of March, but the Elks double booked and told us that we couldn't have the 24th of March, which was what our date was. And so I think that's why we're behind on sales right now, because most of the people I've reached out to were like, I thought you did this in March and we made plans to go away. We're going to Florida. We're going here. So anyway, but thank God for Mark Riccadonna, because he was able to reach out and get a headliner,
right.
Basically a whole new lineup for us this year, so it's fresh. And he's only going to do about 15 minutes because people are, you know, they kind of know him. But so he's the one who helped us do that.
Kind of ironic. I don't know him. I don't know any of those people on there. But
he's an Italian. but the Elks Club has also been, other than them double booking our event,
yeah, right.
They're very supportive because they're veteran-based.
Yeah, sure.
And so they give us a pretty good deal on the hall for the night. And we like that place because it's got a big room that we're doing the double
right.
room, and they've got
right.
plenty of parking. And then, you know, like I said, Applebee's came on and said, you know, we ran out of food last year because we didn't plan on selling out. We sold out last year, and we ran out of food. So we're scrambling in the kitchen going, what's in the walk-in? Can we make salad? Can we make sandwiches? What can we do? So this year I met with Dante Palmieri, who's the head manager over at Applebee's, and he said, I'll tell you what. We'll take care of you. So they're bringing three cheese penne, pasta, and a Caesar salad, enough to feed 350 people.
Okay.
So there'll be plenty of food. That plus the appetizers, and so everybody
right.
will be well fed.
Right. Yeah.
And a lot of support.
Yeah, Mark's appetizers are very good. Yeah.
That's the Metropolitan Seafood platter is usually the first to go. So if you want that, you
yep.
better come at 5:30.
Yep, definitely. And it's this coming Saturday, right, the 21st?
Yep.
And how do people get tickets?
So if anyone wanted to, they could come by the farm. I have tickets available at the farm in hard copy, which is I can certainly direct people if they want to reach out to me. But you can also buy them online. There is a small surcharge if you use your credit card because it's through Eventbrite. But if you go to our website, there's a event on the right side of the page. It says events, and it's like Comedy Night right up top. And that has a link where you can buy tickets online. That's one way. However, I will say at this point, it looks like we are going to have tickets available at the door. We're about half to two-thirds sold right now, so we probably will have tickets available at the door. But I don't know what's going to happen in the next 4 days. I kind of hope that, you know, I go, hey, sorry, we're sold out. But that's probably the two ways. It's either you can stop by the farm and get tickets from me directly, or you can get them online, or you can chance it at the door.
Did you put a little ad in the paper?
We did do some calendar listings, like the Treasure Hunt, and I'm hoping the Hunterdon Democrat listed it. I haven't heard back from them yet, but NewJersey.com and some of the patches have
right,
it on.
Right.
So.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, if you get the word out, the thing.
The I'm wearing this hat today, though, my New Jersey Rolling Thunder hat, which was given to me at the medal ceremony for Spring Thaw. And so I'm wearing this hat today because yesterday, Gus Dante, who's one of their board members, he stopped by the farm and he said, "I have some good news for you, Cece. We're going to buy a table." And so I said, "Do you want to sit in the front row?" Because nobody wants to be in the front row. And he said, "Yes, of course. We'll banter back and forth, no problem." So we've got a veterans table that's the center, which is sponsored by Strato Inc. And then we have the Rolling Thunder is going to be next to them, and they're going to fill that table. So that's why I wear the hat. And then the next table up front, there's only three tables up front. So the front row is now sold.
Okay, that's good.
And the only
so we're going to stick me in the back or what?
Well, where do you want to sit?
I don't care. Wherever I can see the stage.
I should say that. If anyone does want to get a group together, the only way to reserve seating is to buy a
full table. Right.
And that's the only way we can actually hold seats.
Sure. Well, that makes sense.
Individual seats are sort of just general. You walk in and find a seat.
Yeah, and find a seat, right.
And if you're sitting with people you don't know, maybe you make some new friends that night.
That's it. Maybe I find somebody else to come on a radio.
You never know.
But no, I think what you're doing is outstanding. And, I really think that, I don't think people really understand that there's so many people out there, men, women, and it doesn't, there's a section that's veterans, okay, whether they're combat veterans or just veterans. But people, Sandy, what they did, what Sandy did to the state, poor people's homes and, and they're still trying to rebuild and they're still trying to get funds. And that causes post-traumatic.
Trauma.
Right.
It really is kind of
9/11,
That's really why we try to leave the D off of PTSD when we talk about it in the arena with our clients, because I'm not trying to generalize, but it almost doesn't matter where the source of the trauma is.
Right.
And that's why we say it's not really a disorder. It's something, it's an injury. It's something that happened to you. And you can't really undo it. So it's not like we can erase it, or we don't even claim that we can heal it. What we say at Spring Rains of Life, what we say that we can provide through the horses is to meet you where you are right now. And if that trauma is 40 years ago from Vietnam, or whether it's 6 months ago from Afghanistan, or we had a pair of twins that came to us last year through Good Grief Princeton that found their father. I think there was a 7 and 9 year old, found their father on Saturday morning on the kitchen floor with the orange juice spilled on the floor. He had a heart attack and died in front of the refrigerator, and they went downstairs to get something to eat probably, and their father is lying dead on the floor. Now that is never going to be undone.
No.
That is something that will be with them for the rest of their lives.
Sure. Right.
So we can't undo the trauma. That's already happened. What we can do with the horses is we can meet you where you are, and we can help each client individually, even though it's in a group, without knowing your story. We don't have to know your story. It's not important. That part's not important, which is why we don't talk about it. We don't need you to tell us what happened.
Right.
The horses don't need to know. We'll meet you where you are, and the horses will help you find your own set of coping skills to deal with the trauma that you experienced in your own way. And for each client, it's different. For each veteran, for each child, it's a different answer.
For each person, it's different.
It's a different answer.
Right, exactly.
But then even if you only have one time with the horses, I mean, obviously it's better if you can come back for 3 or 4 or 5, whatever, however many you can come.
Right.
But if you only have one visit, you will leave our arena gate with something to hold on to, something to take you to the next step.
Something to take you with you, right. We have to take another quick break. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to Mental Health Matters. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host, and we have Cece with us. And it's actually Christiana Capra, but she goes by Cece. And I wonder how her parents feel about that. But I don't want to get into that.
You know, I always thought it was in a way, look, my mother's British and okay. My father's Italian. So my full name is Christiana Elizabeth Capra. Now try writing that out when you're in grade school.
Well,
that is a really Lawrence long, Lewis a lot Cartwright. Of letters.
But anyway, Cece is here, and she has a organization that is all volunteers and right, collect.
Mm-hmm, yep.
And it's called Spring Rains of Life, and it's it helps veterans. It helps both combat and non-combat veterans. It helps adolescents. It helps younger children.
Young children, yeah.
And it's all free.
Yes, and, to the clients, there's no charge.
There's no charge to the clients. Now, that brings my question. How often, or is there a length of time that the program is? Like, you know, say Joe comes today. How long can he come? Can he come 5 times, 4 times, 10 times, and that's it? Or
right. In a perfect world, I would love to have the ability to just have it available every day. What has happened is that we work with each population and their availability, and then it always boils down to funding. As much as we can and in the best way that we can to serve them. So it kind of works out a little differently with everybody. Lyons Hospital, the VA, New Jersey healthcare system at Lyons, they have We have a MOU with them. We have an agreement to provide services. The only problem is we have to pay for those services. But we have an agreement to provide services to the men's unit, which is combat,
okay.
To the women's unit, as well as to the domiciliary unit, which is homeless as well as PTSD. So they come out in a van with a therapist once a month, and that takes up 3 Wednesdays out of the month.
Okay.
Then what we do, actually, I'm sorry, the men's unit comes on Mondays, which is today. But they come once a month because that's what they can put into their schedule.
Okay.
To get a van and to bring them to the farm and to get them back. And so that's how that worked out. And then we currently, which is it was always my goal, it took us about 4 years to make it happen, but we currently have an open group called Operation Horse, which is we schedule it at least once or twice a month. The minimum is once a month, but up to twice a month. We try to do it every other week. And that is for veterans that are, like I said, self-diagnosed or just maybe they do have a diagnosis, but they can come. They need to get to the farm on their own. A lot of them carpool together because they realize that they know each other, so they'll come together. And that we actually do have space in right now. So if there's anybody out there that is local and can get to Three Bridges, which is right near Flemington, we do have a couple spots open in that group right now. And that's ongoing. So in that group, we've had some guys in that group that have been coming to us for a year, and they don't come every single month, but but they come as they can, and we always let them know these are the dates, and whoever shows up that day shows up, and we do it. With the teenagers, that's a little bit more scripted in that we work with various programs. Like I had said before, I mentioned Bonnie Bray and 100 New Services. And so these are programs that have teens either in-house, residential, semi-residential, or even if it's an after-school or weekend program. But they will come to us and we'll set up a schedule of 5 sessions. So we budget and fund that in 5 week or 5 session clips.
5 sessions.
So it might be every week. It might be every other week. But we work it out and they get 1 through 5, and it's sort of that group format of, you know, forming, norming, storming. We do that with them, basically with the horses. We found that with the teens, it's much more effective if they can have repeated visit. And so we fund that in chunks of 5 sessions, and we follow that through, and then it's done, and then we move on to the next. And with the children's grief, we have a beautiful relationship with Princeton Good Grief. Good Grief Princeton. I said it backwards, but they have the kids. So we were having problems finding groups of 5 to 10-year-olds who have all suffered loss. And so they were able to collect they had the kids coming there, and they were in need of a way to get them out of the office environment and bring them to something that was experiential or that young kids who don't have a vocabulary could experience. And so when they found out about us, they were like, this is great. And the parents loved it. You know, they all reported back that these kids are now talking about things. They're talking about their father again. So all these really cool stuff. And they only come once a month. That's a once a month. And if they want to come back, they can. And if it's a set of new kids, it is. But we're in a funding crux for that right now. So it's frustrating.
Yes, it is very
yet
frustrating.
Yet it's liberating at the same time.
Yeah, but it's very frustrating. I can understand that totally. All right, this Saturday, the 21st.
Thank you, yes.
Go ahead.
Comedy night, yes. This Saturday, the 21st, at the Flemington Elks Lodge, which is right on 31, right here in town, we are hosting our annual comedy night. And it's really, at this point, we're really our only fundraiser at this moment.
Right.
We're looking at trying to find some other things to do in the summer and the fall. But right now, this is our shot at raising some money. And so we really hope to sell out. We've got dinner included, great appetizers from all local restaurants are donating. And we have 6 comedians. You know, we have a headliner and an opener and a feature that are going to do a little bit more of a set, but we've got 3 quick openers. So the comedians are Dustin Chafin is our headliner. He's known as the Comic Cowboy from Texas. Bill Chiang is our feature. Mark Riccadonna is the opener. And then we have Buddy Harris, Mark Kay, and Mike D'Alto are our intros, or our warm-ups, I guess, as they call them. Doors open at 5:30, so come to eat, and there's a cash bar. The Elks has a great cash bar. They don't charge that much for drinks. Actually, I noticed last year that a martini was $5. I was like, where can you get that?
Well, I don't drink, but iced tea, you know what I mean? You know?
And they have non-alcoholic, too. But, right. But so that's really the only – well, we do have a great Tricky Tray and silent auction, but we can take credit cards for that. So if you want to bring cash for the bar – credit cards to shop.
There you go.
And
all
then
right.
Your tickets are $35. So it's a pretty good deal, actually. Six comedians and dinner for $35.
Sure, absolutely.
No tip.
No,
unless
exactly.
You want to donate for a tip.
Well,
take that.
Yeah, but no, that's great. Now, in the last 2 minutes or so, minute and a half, how can someone reach out to you?
Okay.
Is there a website? Is there... Which
yes.
I know there is, but go ahead and
yes,
say it.
Yes, sure. So
or a phone number or whatever.
I'll
okay?
put that out there. Yep. Our website is springrainsoflife.org. And that is spring like the season, reins like a horse's bridle, R-E-I-N-S, oflife.org. There is a box up in the right-hand corner that will tell you how to get tickets if you want to get tickets
okay.
online. We
That's
also,
how I got them, you know.
Thank you. I'm so but, grateful. You know. And then my phone number, I'll give you my cell phone. It's probably the quickest. If you want to come by the farm and get tickets from me personally, my cell phone is 347-886-2798. Again, that's 347-886-2798. Or you can email at info@springrainsoflife.org. You can email me and I'll talk to you about a way. We also probably will have some tickets available at the door, but I don't know for sure.
Do they have a record of the people who already bought the tickets?
Meaning for this year?
Yeah, for Saturday night.
Yes, yeah. So
okay,
far, we've reserved...
No, because like... I know I downloaded the tickets and I know I printed them, but I'd be darned if I know where I put them.
Yes, yeah, so here's
the deal. I blame my wife. I said, I gave them to you. She says, I don't remember you giving them to me.
If you buy tickets online and you don't have a physical hard copy, we do print out a list that day
okay.
to see who, and then your name will be on a list.
My name will be, that's
you,
all yeah. I care about. My name will be on the list. Okay. I can't thank you enough, Cece. I know that, like a lot of nonprofits, all volunteer groups, money is a big issue. And I just hope that you gain enough to continue because what you do is outstanding and who you're helping, the people need the help. And you're more than welcome to come back again.
I'd love to. Thank you.
And, you know, if you have another event coming up down the road.
We have our demo on June 3rd.
Reach out to me and, you know, and we'll publicize it and so on and so forth. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. You've been listening to Mental Health Matters. And remember, folks, mental health really does matter. See you again next week, same time, same station.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Two years ago, more than 500 business and political leaders came to New Jersey's first ever business summit in Atlantic City. They discussed how they could work together to solve key issues hampering our state's economic growth. And out of that summit came action. We saw taxes reduced and the trust fund for rebuilding our infrastructure fully funded once again. Many of the summit's participants came together to create Opportunity New Jersey, a coalition dedicated to making our state more competitive and more affordable. In this election year, Opportunity New Jersey wants to make sure both candidates support common sense fiscal policies that will meet these goals. That is why Opportunity New Jersey will host the 2017 Affordability Summit on Monday, September 18th at First Baptist Church of Lincoln Gardens in Somerset. Join us at this Affordability Summit and add your voice to those who want to see New Jersey move forward. To register, call Opportunity New Jersey at 609-393-6998. That's 609-393-6998. Or visit opportunitynj.org.
This message sponsored by the New Jersey State Chamber of Commerce, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.